Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Women to Women. This is our Thursday segment of Power in the Word, and this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live. It is a blessing. It's always a blessing to be able to come to speak to God's people, amen, about the power of God and the power to be found in His Word. I'm excited. Life is good, and I pray that you're being blessed, and I even pray that you feel like you're being blessed, because sometimes we're being blessed of the Lord and we don't feel like we're being blessed. You might be going through something today and you might not feel like God is with you, but I want to encourage you on today, even before we get started, to let you know that God is with you. Amen. The Bible tells us that you are engraved in the palms of His hands. Amen. So you have to know that God is with you and He is definitely taking care of you. His hand is on your life. Amen. God says in His Word that He will never leave you, nor will He ever forsake you. So you have to know that you are privileged and you are so special to God, that God cares so much about you. He really, really does. And I just want to make sure that you are reminded of that on today. Amen. Because we serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. There's none like Him. Amen. There is none like Him. Amen. We can search the world, but we were never going to find someone who cares for us and provides for us the way that our God cares for us. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So I just wanted to encourage you on today, because I know that we're going through some hard times. You read the newspaper, you turn on the radio, you look at the news, and you see so much going on in our world. And some of us only have to walk outside of our doors to see the crime and the drugs, and some of us don't even have to leave home because we're having problems in our families with our children and with our spouses. But the good thing about it is that God will bring us out of every single circumstance and trouble that we are faced with. God says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but He delivers us from them all. Amen. Amen and praise God. And again, welcome, welcome. This is going to be a great show today. We're going to be talking about what to do when love goes wrong. So we'll be talking about relationships today. And I'm expecting the Lady Renee to come and be with me on today. She is a relationship expert. Amen. And she has just released a series, Cultivating Relationships God's Way. Amen. So we have to know that there is help. Even if you're going through in your relationship, whether you're married or just dating or looking to be married or waiting, amen, because some of us are waiting for that special someone. But no matter where you are today, there are some answers to be found during this next hour that we are together. So get ready to have your questions answered. And yes, I did say to have your questions answered, because you can call in. The phone lines will be open, 646-652-4832. Write it down so that you can call in, and also you can put your questions through the chat room. And I want to welcome our guest 80. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Amen. Amen, and praise God. So you will be able to chat your questions in there as well. So while we're waiting for Lady Renee to come, and I believe that she will be here by the time we finish praying, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise Your holy name. Lord, we worship You. You are worthy to be praised, and there's none like You. We magnify Your name today, God, and we give You the glory, the honor, and the praise for what You have been doing here on Woman to Woman. Lord, You've given us topics to discuss, and You have given us clarity in our minds pertaining to these topics, and for that we say thank You, Lord. We, Father God, present our relationships to you today. For those who are listening live, for those who are on their way, for those who will listen via the archive, we, Father God, ask that you will enlighten us pertaining to our relationships. Give us those answers that we have been looking for, God, so that we can continue to move forward in power and in purpose, God. So, Lord, we give this time to you and ask that you be glorified in our midst, God, and touch every listener, God. Heal, deliver, set free, save souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray this prayer to you. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, well, Lady Renee's not here yet. But we're going to get started. I wanted to talk today about what to do when relationships go wrong. Amen. What to do when love goes wrong, when love doesn't live here anymore. Amen. You know, I want to just set the foundation, though, and let you know that sometimes we can be in relationship with somebody, and if we're not married to that person, we look around and we realize that when we're in relationship with the wrong person. Now, I don't know about any of you ladies out there, but I have been several times at the point where I was in relationship with the wrong person. Amen. And I see Lady Renee is in the chat room. Lady Renee, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. And I don't know if the switchboard is giving you problems, if you're having problems calling in. But today is your topic. We're talking about what to do when love goes wrong. Amen. So I'm definitely looking for you to be here today. Amen. Because I know that you have some things to say about this particular topic. And the thing about us is that sometimes we find ourselves in relationship with the wrong person. And as I was testifying, that has happened to me on many occasions where I just was in the wrong place, looking for love in all of the wrong places. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but I'm sure that you have, because this happens often in the life of a woman, where we are out there and we're looking for love and we find ourselves in relationship with the wrong guy. So we're going to talk about that on today. I don't know where you are in your relationship, but I know if you've tuned in that you are looking forward to being enlightened and to being edified on this subject. And Lady Renee is with us on the phone. God bless you, Lady Renee.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am blessed. I'm so blessed that I don't know what to do. Amen. Actually, I do know what to do. Just
Amen.
Keep on praising him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Keep on praising him. And how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm blessed. And this is a deep subject. I'm going through it right now. I am so going through that right now, so this is going to be very interesting because I have to air out some of my dirty laundry. Amen.
Oh, amen, amen. And, you know, that's what I was talking about. I gave a testimony at Bible study last night when I talked about the fact that God had to expose something to me that was in me that needed to be burned up, you know, it needed to be burned up in his fire. And after I gave the testimony, I said, you know, testimony is good and confession is good for the soul. Not only does it help us, but it helps those who are listening to that confession.
Amen.
You know, amen. To let them know that no matter what you're going through, there's somebody who's been through that or somebody who's going through that right now.
Yes. Yes.
And let me tell you, I know this is prophetic because I started to change the topic today. I started to do marriage.
Okay.
And the Lord, when I looked at the board, I realized that I had scheduled this in advance, and the Lord said, leave it.
Wow.
So yeah. I know that there's an anointing on this particular program today.
I feel the Spirit of God right now. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
my God.
Yes.
My God. So we were just talking about, I want to welcome Yvonne Reese-Tong to the program today. She's on the, in the chat room. And also guest 80, I've already welcomed her. But and all of you who are listening live, listen, go and call somebody, because you know what? I believe that God is getting ready to speak through Lady Renee and myself. I believe that even if you don't call in, that God's going to touch on your situation right now. I do believe that in the name of Jesus. And the phone lines are open. You can call 646-652-4832. Lady Renee.
Yes.
You said you're going through something right now. Let's talk about it.
Yes. Okay. Well, I had this very special person in my life many years ago, like in 1999. And, you know, it was during a time I did not really know who I was. I knew that God wanted to use my life and all of that, but I was still so broken. And, you know, Renee needed to be healed for real. And
yeah.
That person saw my greatness, and God used this young man in my life tremendously. Part of the things that are taking place in my life today is a direct result of, you know, being in that relationship. God used that relationship to bring you to birth, you know, my purpose, so to speak. And what happened is, because I wasn't really ready and where I needed to be, I hurt him very bad. And now I'm believing God for total restoration. And so, you know, the topic is, you know, is talking about how to fix relationships that have gone wrong. I had to call and apologize. Mm-hmm. I had to humble myself. I have to still wait on God to continue working it out. Like, in other words, I can't afford to sit here and say, I don't want to be patient. He should know by now and all of this kind of stuff, because I hurt him really bad. I wound up getting with someone else, you know. And
yes.
In spite of seeing the fruit that was coming forth from that relationship, but I got afraid, you know, because I at that time I really still had abandonment issues. So if things are not clear, and it was new to me having a relationship that's based on the Word of God, it was new to me, you know what I'm saying, like trusting God in the area of relationships. So, you know, I'm like, listen, nobody's saying nothing. I don't know where this is going. I'm not trying to be hurt. This is too good to be true. Let me sabotage it. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I did. And it's like, you know, I believe God is turning that situation around. I've been back in touch with the young man because I believe that God has us to do ministry together, you know.
Yes.
And it's just really, it's really sad. And how to fix it is I just have to trust God. I have to continue to pray, but I have to still move on, but allow God to be God. And sometimes we can do things in relationships, and we're not able to bounce right back. We have to be patient and let God work that situation out. And it could have been avoided, is what I'm saying. Now I'm suffering.
I don't mean to laugh, but you said now I'm suffering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and it's the suffering that allows us to identify those areas in our lives that need God's attention.
Yes,
you
yes.
know. You know, when we begin, like you said, I'm suffering. Like, you're going through a tough time right now. You feel like you're being pressed. Amen.
Yes, I really
you know.
Do.
Amen.
So much, like, in other words, there were things that, you know, we would be working on right now, but because of my, and God blessed me for the man to come back in my life, and when he was in my life, because he wasn't able to be all open to me like how he was, I got impatient and kicked him back out of my life not too long ago. Now, do you see what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I was impatient, and it's like, you know, I'm like, God, can he see, you know, and God wants us to understand that you can hurt someone, you know, and even though that person is in Christ, it still takes a process, because you don't know to the degree that you hurt them.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
So the best thing is try not to hurt the person. Try, you know, this way you don't have to deal with that harvest that's going to come behind it. It's ugly.
Yeah, so the thing about it is, okay, that's the question that I want to ask then. What has changed between the last time that you got impatient with this gentleman and today? What makes you feel right now that you're even ready to be in relationship with him?
because I realized that I was being selfish. I was being selfish. I cheated, you know what I'm saying? And I hurt him really bad, okay? And so, therefore, whatever time he may need to really get to the place that he can truly trust me again, look at me the way that he used to look at me, you know, that's part of the, you know, that's something that I sowed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sold that. So, and the thing is that when God brought him back in my life, I'm thinking, okay, this is total restoration. Everything is going to go back better than what it was. And it did in the spirit, but we got to work it out in the natural. You follow what I'm saying? And that's the part where I got it twisted. Because I'm thinking that when he came back, okay, now this is, okay, now we ready to fly now. But when I started seeing the how he was heavily guarded and how it was interfering with a project that we was working on, I began to get impatient. Like, I thought he put this behind him. I thought, you know, and God would begin to tell me he never brought it to the surface. So he didn't put it behind him. And until he's ready to really talk about what happened so that we can really deal with a problem in our relationship. So I believe that God is still dealing with him even now, you know, and as well as myself. So I would say that I believe that I'm a lot more patient because I have a little bit more understanding.
Amen, amen. And the thing about it is, and this is probably the last thing that I'll ask you, is does he want it? Does he want it? You know, that's the thing that we have to make sure.